The unplanned and unwanted circumstances of your life can lead to your greater purpose. I'm Peter Lopez, and you're listening to Purpose. For today's inspirational help, we'll look to the Bible. The Gospel of Luke, chapter number 2, verse number 1 says, "And it happened in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed." Now, we're immediately introduced to Caesar Augustus and one of his powerful acts as Caesar. It was, in this case, to dictate a new law. And the new law stated that everyone within the Roman Empire was required to enroll in a public registration where they were going to provide the Roman government their name, their employment, their spouse's name if they're married, the name of their children if they have them, and all the information that they could provide on their properties. This is a very significant law. And it wasn't just the law itself, but it was the fact that the citizens of Rome felt that this law would likely lead to a tax. It was an enrollment or a registration that would get the record of everyone's belongings that could very possibly lead to new taxes that would be enforced on each one of the Roman citizens. Think about it. It's a new law. And this new law is requiring very serious new obligations upon the citizens of Rome. This is now the context of what the story is beginning to lay out for us. It tells us in verse 3 that all went to be registered, each one into his own city. Now, in this verse, we find out a little more information that gives us the depth of the difficulty that this is requiring for those that lived within this nation. It says that the registration or the enrollment required citizens not only to register or to enroll, but it required them to do so at the place of their birth. So if they are no longer living in the city of their birth, they had one choice. And the choice was they were going to have to travel back to get back to their hometown, the place of their birth, and register in person. This is giving us even more depth to the challenges that the citizens of Rome are going to have to face. But in verse number 4, we're now going to be introduced to a specific family. And this family is going to be the focus of today's podcast. It says, "And Joseph also went up from Galilee to be taxed. He went out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. He went there because he was of the house and the family line of David. And he took Mary, his betrothed wife, being great with child." So now we're introduced to the primary family of our story. We're first told about a young man. His name is Joseph. He's from a very, very small village, Nazareth, and it says that he is betrothed to his wife, Mary. So a young couple, no children, but they are betrothed, we are told. So what do we know about the family at this point? We know, based on the verse that we just read, that Mary is in the final days of her pregnancy. And the text seems to give us the indication that when it says final days, we are literally talking days. We're not talking she has weeks to give birth. We're talking days until she gives birth, likely even less than 1 week. And we know that within this 1 week, they have to travel 90 miles within 1 week. Now, this is through the wilderness, the mountain ranges of the Middle East. And guys, they are not traveling in cars. There are no airplanes. This is rough traveling across some really rough Middle Eastern terrain. There is no doubt that this family is experiencing something absolutely unplanned. I would even say that what they're experiencing is unwanted. They are going through unplanned and unwanted circumstances right here in the middle of this passage. But I think that you and I can relate to this. I've been around enough, and so have you, to recognize that everyone experiences unplanned or unwanted circumstances. I don't think there's really a person that you can go to, if they're going to be really honest and transparent with you, who's going to tell you that their life has been perfectly planned out and everything has gone exactly according to plan. This type of person is not out there. Everyone out there has experienced something unplanned. And everyone out there has even gone through something where if you were to say, did you want to go through this? They're going to say, there is no way I would choose to go through that. Now, each one of us, each one of you, has gone through this. And I understand that these unplanned and unwanted circumstances can come at us in different ways. I get it. Some of them are forced on you. In fact, you may be listening to this podcast right now, and you had an unplanned and unwanted circumstance that was just forced on you. Maybe it's because of someone you knew. Maybe it's because of a parent. Maybe it's because of a spouse. Maybe it's because of your employer or something else, but an outside circumstance did something, caused something, forced something on you, and you were literally just there absorbing all of this unplanned, unwanted change and circumstances of life. It was forced on you. You had no choice. I also am aware that some of the unwanted and unplanned circumstances that we go through are the direct results of our own decisions. I know that there are many of us who have made decisions or who have things in our past, experiences, decisions we've made that have brought on us unplanned and unwanted circumstances. That if you would have known what would have happened, you would not have chosen it this way. And that's some of you out there. Some of you out there have things in your past that you're ashamed of. You have decisions that you've made in your past that are absolutely embarrassing to you. You have things in your life that you wish would just go away and that you are just absolutely torn up about. Not just the unwanted circumstance, but the very decisions themselves. Listen, every one of us experiences unplanned and unwanted circumstances. Whether they're forced on you or the result of you, I know you can relate to it. So now we learn that we can relate to this family because they have an unwanted circumstance that has now been forced on them. Let's find out what happens in their life. It tells us in verse number 6 that while they were there in this city of Bethlehem, the days for her deliverance were fulfilled. And she brought forth her son, the firstborn, and wrapped him and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now, this part of the story ends with what is increased difficulty, right? Just the time you think it can't get worse, it actually does. While they're there in this place, Mary goes into labor. That's difficult because she's not in her hometown. She's now in a town, in a place that is not familiar to her. And here in this place is where she goes into labor. Not only that, but the birth happens in a place where there are absolutely no inns, no places available for her to be comfortable. So we're told that it takes place in basically a barn. She's there giving birth outside of her home. In this barn, surrounded by animals, circumstances unwanted, definitely true. Unwanted and unplanned circumstances will create increased difficulties in our lives. They will. And again, it's not always your fault. Sometimes it is, but not always. Sometimes I understand it may be forced upon you. But it is going to increase the difficulties. There's no way to shade that in a lighter color to make it seem like it's going to be great in the increased difficulty. Because if you had gone to Mary and Joseph as they're there giving birth around these barnyard animals, I'm sure they'd say, this is difficult and this is not the way we would have chosen it. And it's going to be the same with you. When you go through an unplanned or unwanted circumstance, be prepared because it's going to change your life. And I understand and I'm sorry for those who are going to go through this because it's forced upon you. My heart goes out to you. And for those of you who go through this because of your own decisions, you're going to have to deal with a whole new set of processes because you've brought this on yourself, but it is going to increase your difficulties. It's going to change your life. There will be life changes of all types. There will be financial changes of all kinds. You may even go through emotional changes, emotional struggles, and difficulties. You're going to experience increased difficulty when you go through these times of unplanned and unwanted circumstances. But in our story, we are told that in the midst of all this, she brought forth her firstborn son, her son, the firstborn. This is when we are told that baby Jesus is born. Now, this is a game changer. In fact, this is a world changer. I'll even take it further. This is a humanity changer. We are told that baby Jesus is the baby that is born from Mary and Joseph right there in the middle of all of these barn animals. And baby Jesus, if we continue to read passages in the Bible, which we will, but you probably have already heard enough about baby Jesus to know, he's going to change the world. He's going to change all of human history. See, that baby is going to grow, and he is going to give hope. He is going to give forgiveness. He is going to give love. He is going to give life to all of humanity. That's the future of the baby that is born in this barnyard from Mary and Joseph. Jesus is going to be the literal savior of the world. But he is especially and really exclusively going to be the savior of all who are willing to acknowledge their need for him. See, if people aren't willing to acknowledge their need for him, then why would they need a savior? So he will be the savior of all willing to acknowledge and to admit their severe need of him. Because of this, Jesus is going to draw people to him who know that they have a need. He's going to draw the hurting. Oh, they're going to come to him. He's going to draw the broken. Those who have been broken, they're going to come to Jesus. The lonely, the ones that are like outcasts that everyone else rejects, looks over, or who has everyone else has pushed aside, they're going to come to Jesus. The lost, those who feel like they have no purpose, no hope, no reason to live, they are going to come to Jesus. He is going to draw all of these hurting, broken, lonely, lost people to him. And follow this. The circumstances of his birth, I'm talking about all the difficulties that we have just discussed, the challenge of having to travel the 90 miles, the challenge of being born away from home, the challenge of being born in a barnyard, all of the circumstances of Jesus' birth actually allow him to relate and to connect with the thousands and ultimately millions of people who will come to him. Broken people will come to Jesus, and he will understand what it means because of the circumstances, even at the beginning of his birth. People who are lonely, people who are hurting, people who are lost, will see something different in Jesus, and they will be drawn to Jesus not only because of who he is, but even because of the most basic way in which he was born. Jesus will relate and connect with the people whom he will draw. You see, the unplanned and unwanted circumstances of Mary and Joseph, they had a greater purpose. And it was because of the baby that they would give birth to, who these circumstances that were unwanted and unplanned would empower to connect with the hurting and the lonely and even the lost. So what about your unplanned and unwanted circumstances? I know the very fact that they're unplanned means you would not have chosen this. And the very fact that they are unwanted means you would do anything to not have to go through this. Yeah, your unplanned and unwanted circumstances, what do they mean for you? Well, the passage in the story that we have just read tells us that your unplanned and unwanted circumstances will lead to your greater purpose. See, there is a greater purpose for you. I can guarantee you, there is a greater purpose for you. Even if you are the victim of unwanted and unplanned circumstances being forced upon you, and absolutely nothing makes sense, the story of Jesus' birth tells you that if you will continue, if you will stay true, if you will be committed, if you will just take the very next breath, if you will just take the very next step of life, just do the little things that you know to do, you will discover that there is a greater purpose. Even though all of these things are forced upon you, there's still something greater that will be present for you. And if you're one of those individuals who is going through these unplanned and unwanted circumstances because of your decisions, I understand there's shame and there's embarrassment and there's guilt and there's all of these things that you go through because of the decisions you made, because of the way that you lived. And maybe you've even convinced yourself that there is no reason for life anymore. There is no reason to try to be dedicated, to committed, to focus on God, to talk about God. There's no reason, no purpose. Now you're just a lost soul. Maybe that's what you convinced yourself, but that's not what the story of Jesus convinces you. Because the story of Jesus convinces you that there is still a greater purpose, and that the unplanned and unwanted circumstances, yes, even by your own making, will still lead you to your greater purpose. So take the next breath, walk the next step, say the next prayer, and keep following what God is putting in your heart, and you will see that there is a greater purpose. So to every single one of you out there who's listening, I know you've gone through something unplanned, and I know you've gone through something unwanted. Have hope today, because the life, the birth of Jesus proves to you that your unplanned and unwanted circumstances will lead to your greater purpose. Your greater purpose, it's coming.